Hey team, welcome to the Professionally Offensive Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Cabrera. This is the spot where we provide raw, unfiltered insights from some amazing guests. Stand by, you're about to be offended in all the right ways. All right, team, welcome to the Professionally Offensive Podcast. And today I want to talk to you all about transparency. It's a topic that I'm sure you've heard about. And if you haven't heard about, then welcome to Earth and welcome to the business side of Earth. But we are taught, whether in MBA class or through our mentors or just through practice, that being transparent is the way to be. And I believe that it is. I also think that without preparation, it can be a negligent thing. And so hear me out for a second. Where this came from, as I was talking to some business execs, some folks who run other, you know, business operators, entrepreneurs, and actually employees of some of these folks, what I realized from those conversations is that that level of transparency or the information that they were given, good, bad, or indifferent, actually created panic and havoc and confusion, which is quite opposite of what you want transparency to do. See, when you're being transparent and when you're conveying information through your organization, that should create alignment, that should create unity of vision and common direction, and so that everybody understands where they're marching to and what the current factors are at play. What often happens, though, is as folks are conveying that information to their employee base or to their teams, what often happens is that information lands in a way that's either unintended or lands in a way that I would say is immature, right? It wasn't ready to land at that point in time or wasn't quite ready yet for delivery. Or just quite frankly, missed the mark. And as you really think about what that means, it means that folks that are conveying that information are being managers and not leaders, right? And so what I mean by that is a manager knows that they need to communicate information, right? Let's get it out there, good, bad, or indifferent. A good manager knows they need to do that. A bad manager will probably keep information to themselves. But a good manager knows they need to get out there. A leader, on the other hand, is going to make sure that when that information is delivered, that it's going to be processed by a team or an individual that can handle that information. And what I mean by that is that good news, bad news, or indifferent news, any of that news that is put into a bucket that can't receive that is not a good thing to do, right? And so a good example might be something that maybe a lot of businesses are kind of incurring right now or experiencing right now is the whole idea of human capital management on both sides, right? They need more people on the team and they're having a hard time finding them. Or what's really going on, especially with the economy currently and where things are unsure but kind of headed that way, is business leaders are really trying to figure out if they have too many folks, if they've overcommitted on their roster for the amount of folks that they have on their team. And really trying to understand how they do it, especially when all the folks on their team might be great, but they just simply can't afford to keep all of them on as they initially planned. And so that information, if you're being transparent with it to your employee base, you can imagine that creating a level of panic, right? Folks are going to start looking for other jobs or questioning their safety, so on and so forth. And what I don't think we do enough of is also communicating and developing our teams to handle tough information like that, right? And so what a good leader would do is take the time to describe to their teams that this thing that we call business or running a company is a game, right? It's in a lot of ways very similar to playing professional sports. And just like in professional sports, it's not a game not to be taken serious. It's a serious game. It's a game that some folks shouldn't play. But the reality of it is that it is something that even the best performing athletes know that even with the right preparation, with showing up to practice, being the best talent on the team, having natural gifts, that playing the game and getting injured, for example, is a very real possibility. And being injured also means that you may not play for the rest of the season. It may mean that you need to be your team is going to reconsider if you need to still be on the starting lineup the following year, and may even decide to trade you or may decide not to re-up your contract. Again, this is stuff that's not always easy to swallow, but it is things that you got to make sure you're being very open about at the beginning and describing not only what the news is, but knowing that, hey, before you get into this game, understand what the consequences are of playing it. And if that's okay by you, and some games are more risky than others, right? Some of them are a little more stable, and some of them are a lot more intense. But nobody here is guaranteed a spot forever. But let's play it as hard as we can, and I'm going to be very open about what those consequences are. What often happens is that they're without communicating that information, what you can do is make an employee base or a team highly dependent on the organization for their own safety. And that's just the wrong answer. What we should be doing as leaders is thinking much bigger and much, much more beyond our organization itself. And thinking about how we just create strong, resilient, and really adaptable people. How do we develop those folks? Whether they stay in our organization or not, our mission as leaders in running a good organization is allowing us to develop our people and allow them to land wherever they go and be successful. So that way, when you do deliver that kind of news, right, hey, look, we might not, there's about 15% of you here, right, that had, maybe it's got nothing to do with performance, but we just can't simply to keep afford you. And by the end of the year, 15% of you may not be here. That shouldn't instill panic. That should instill confidence if you've done it right. And it should allow your employees who hear that and are prepared correctly to say, great, thank you for the info. I can do my time to start preparing. I can start asking the right questions. And I can also start remembering and reminding myself that I am confident, I'm strong, and I can go figure out where I can continue to add value even if it doesn't work out here. The funny thing is, when you do that, typically your employees are going to be much more adept to want to stay with the company and figure out how to make it successful. Versus the other way around, when you're delivering and communicating information, good, bad, or indifferent, and your folks aren't ready to receive that, what you end up doing is creating chaos not only within the employee base that wasn't prepared for that, but even ones that are prepared for that start to get spillover from that energy and end up creating havoc just throughout the entire organization. So when you're thinking about being transparent, as I start thinking more and more about some of my peers and some of my colleagues that are running businesses, the things that I often wonder is how well they are actually preparing their teams for news of any kind, for information of any kind. Because without that level of preparation, what you're doing is simply leaving that information out for its own interpretation. And in that way, that is negligent. Your job as a leader is to ensure that information is being delivered in a way that your folks can be productive with it. Not just, well, I told everybody. Well, telling everybody might actually have been the bad thing if you didn't do the right job by preparing folks. So in my experience and what I've seen, you got to make sure that your crew is ready to take on that information. And we just got to start thinking bigger as leaders, right? If you're thinking the manager level, you're just thinking about how to do the things you were told to do or what your responsibilities are. As a leader, you're thinking about how do I ensure that my folks are actually the best versions they can be by what I know how to teach them and how I know how to develop them. So next time you're looking to be transparent, just be mindful of how the information is being delivered and what it is that is being communicated and who it is that's being communicated. Is your team really ready for the information you're delivering? And if not, you need to get on that. All right, that's all I got for y'all today. Thanks for tuning in. Well, thank y'all for listening. This is the Professionally Offensive Podcast. You can catch us on all platforms. JC out.